Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, that is the ultimate, and I do mean ultimate, act of love. God sending his one and only Son so that you and I can be made righteous through Jesus. Happy Valentine's Day and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. It's so good to really spend some time with you. I really do look forward to our Sundays together. And Sunday Worship focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, Jesus at the center. Because apart from him, this is just wasting our time. You know, I heard a pastor say one time, I think it was Adrian Rogers, the late great Adrian Rogers. He said, if Jesus is in that grave, nothing really matters. But if Jesus is not in that grave, nothing but that matters. So friend, it is all about Jesus. Here's Chris Tomlin speaking of Valentine's Day. Jesus loves me.
In chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame. When he came for me, I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his.
Don't you forget that today. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. That's Chris Tomlin and Jesus Loves Me. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And, you know, salvation is a movement from being God's enemies to being his friends. From a state of war to a state of peace. God loved us. I want you to get this today, friend. God loved us. Even while we were still his enemies. And it is through that love, shown especially in the gift of His Son, Jesus, that we can now be reconciled to Him. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Well, that's right. We've come to focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Happy Valentine's Day weekend to you. It's Joey Kroll. In fact, got some great tricks up my sleeve, so to speak, for my wife, Aubrey, and in fact, this whole weekend and tomorrow as well. So I hope you're having yourself a wonderful day today. And Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" You know, the Tybee Lighthouse near Savannah, Georgia, has seen many storms. Hurricane-forced winds have threatened its existence. Gale-driven rains have tried to knock down its walls, and yet it still survives. Even when floodwaters cover the roadway that leads to the island on which it stands, the lighthouse remains a beacon of hope. And friend, more than once, King David found himself in a hopeless situation. He would have given up were it not for his hope in the Lord. Instead of becoming angry and bitter, he chose to cling to the goodness of God, even in the wildest of circumstances. You know, friend, the storms of life will drive you to the light of God's love and care, or they will force you to retreat in sorrow. King David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?"
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Your love is amazing. steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Mercies Well, and hallelujah, your love is amazing right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. And have you noticed today, almost every song, actually every song, has to do about love today? Yeah, I kind of planned that just a little today. It's Valentine's Day 2016. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Hey, if you have some time today or this week, connect with us on Facebook. Yeah, we got a great Facebook page up and going. We try to update that several times a week, if not every day, with encouraging quotes, Bible scriptures, and updates on the program as well. So, yeah, look us up, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Psalm 31:15 says, "My times are in your hand." Here's a neat little story I came across the other day. The first American ever arrested for speeding was Jacob German, a 26-year-old taxi driver from New York City. And on May 20th, 1899, he was hauled off to jail for bolting down Lexington Street in Manhattan at 12 miles an hour in an 8-mile-per-hour zone. Now, what would Jacob German think now? Compared with 1899, the pace of life has advanced big time. We bolt through every hour until the days become a blur and the years fly by like a movie stuck on fast forward. Sometimes, though, Fred, in our rush, I'm going to be honest with you, we grow impatient, not just impatient, but impatient with the Lord, because he doesn't hurry as we do. Friend, our times are in his hands, and his clocks operate at a different speed. That's just the truth. For a day to him is like 1,000 years and vice versa. Perhaps you want the Lord to answer your prayer now, to resolve your problem now, to provide deliverance now. But when we put God on our timetables, it often leads and brings disappointment. I'm just going to be honest with you. Experience. It's experience talking here. So I encourage you today on the Sunday, learn to wait on the Lord and let him work at his speed. He has a perfect sense of timing, friend. He really does. He really does. Remember Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand.
Sitting at your feet is where I wanna be. I'm home when I am here with you. Ruined by your grace, enamored by your gaze, I can't resist the tenderness of you. Deep in love with you, Abba Father. Deep in love with you, Lord. My heart, it beats for you, precious Jesus. Deep in love with you, Lord. Again, there's a deep desire, it's burning like a fire, to know you as my closest friend. I'm deep in love.
Thank you, Jesus. We are in love with you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. Oh, yeah, isn't that true? We don't even know what love is apart from Jesus Christ. True love. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, in case if you don't know how to spell Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. Well, coming up tomorrow, it is Monday. Even though it's Monday, Mark Burns will do a great job to keep our minds focused on Christ tomorrow. That's all part of the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.